Good evening, everybody. I'm Phil Morby. I'm from the Engineering School, and I am leading the Energy Global Research Priority, GRP. So I just want to tell you a little bit about what that is. Why energy? Why is energy important? Well, obviously, it's arguably the most important issue that faces mankind over the next 50 years or so. There's a lot of politics involved with this issue. There's a lot of technology. There's a lot of social engineering and societal views that are involved with this. So it's an issue that touches most aspects of the university, and it is a really, truly global issue. Society depends heavily on energy, almost more than any other resource. As I said, it involves all the sectors of the university's research community, so it cuts across almost every department in the university. So it's global from our own point of view as well. And also is recognised as such by funding councils. The funding councils at the moment are putting a lot of research money into energy, and most universities are trying to address these issues and attract that funding to their universities. The objectives of the global research priority are three main. I think Pam's already mentioned these: to draw together the research community across the campus, within the university, to bring that community together to work on problems that they couldn't work in or on in their own department, to provide a critical mass. So often when people are looking to tackle problems, they need to have a large community to do that. Nowadays, these problems are so large that individuals can't make a significant contribution to these aspects on their own. So you need a big team, and the GRP produces that. And also, the university, the campus itself, is quite a large community. And one of the objectives of the Energy GRP is to use the campus as a living laboratory, to introduce new technologies onto the campus and to be a demonstrator for companies that want to try out new ideas, new ways of managing energy and controlling energy on a small, contained community basis. It doesn't mean we're going to experiment on the students, by the way, although that might be a good idea. So the main themes of the GRP are these. These have been picked not because they are the only themes, not by any stretch of imagination, and they're not the only themes, activities in the energy area that go on at Warwick. However, they are substantial, large activities in their own right, and the GRP is trying to provide an overarching mechanism for bringing those together. The first one is electrical power. Obviously, we're all familiar with that. We think we are. There's a whole industry out there which needs to change over the next 50 years if we're to be able to maintain the electricity supplies as they are. Probably a lot shorter than that, definitely a lot shorter than that. The next theme that we have is solar energy. We have quite a lot of activities in the university looking at different forms of solar cells and solar thermal, using the sun to heat up water, for example, and then using that energy. Because it's very difficult to store electrical energy, thermal energy is relatively easy to store. Thermal energy is the next theme. This is about what you do with heat when you've got it, how you manipulate that, how you can regain electricity from that, etc., how you store heat. We have a big activity in the physics department on fusion research. Obviously, this is a long-term prospect, but if the issues associated with fusion are cracked, then this is obviously a major win for mankind, as it were. We have a big activity in energy management. This is not technical energy management, but it brings together a range of activities which are in the humanities, in the social sciences, in the economics department, in the business school. They have a huge amount to offer to solutions in the energy area. It's not just about technology. We also have in university a big activity in low carbon vehicles. I hear Evan's got something controversial to say about that later on. So this is all predicated on the fact that the university was given quite a substantial amount of funding by Advantage West Midlands in terms of an energy efficiency project. I'm not going to go through this in detail, but the university was given a sum of about £10 million to invest in the research infrastructure in the energy area. And I just wanted to mention what a couple of those areas were. First of all, we've invested in this facility, a vehicle energy facility. This is pretty unique in the UK. It's the sort of thing that you need if you're a vehicle manufacturer hoping to introduce electrical components, electrical drive systems into your electric vehicle. So obviously this is used by major companies around the UK and further afield. And it allows them to test out a full electric vehicle without having to build it and put it on the road. You can put together all the components, try out different strategies, look at different technologies, integrate them together into a full vehicle without actually having to build one, which is obviously a great first stage in any development. We've also got quite a range of facilities in thermal engineering. So this picture here, the one on the left, shows you somebody with a snooker cue looking at a big hamster wheel about 4 metres in diameter, which is a solar simulator. That solar simulator can obviously produce the same spectral content as the sun produces, and it allows us to investigate the efficiency of all sorts of thermal systems and PV systems. I thought I'd mention a few of the research projects that the university is involved with. I'm not going to go through any detail at all, just to mention the topics and to show the scale of the activity. The first one is called HubNet. This is the UK's sort of premier research network for looking at electrical networks in general. So the whole electrical transmission, generation, distribution infrastructure. And this is funded by the EPSRC. It's about a £5 million project led by Imperial College, but Warwick is a big part of that. Another project which we've started recently is called IMAGES. IMAGES is about being able to store energy on a very large scale, grid scale energy storage. So this is using geological features, actually. The picture there shows you a way in which you can mine an artificial geological cave in a sort of salt layer under the ground and be able to use it to store compressed air in. So basically, when you've got an excess of energy, you can pump air into this compressed vessel and release it through a flywheel to generate electrical power. And this is has real potential for the next for the way that grids have to work with intermittent supplies. When you've got an excess of energy, you can store it. When the wind's not blowing or the sun's not shining or whatever, then you can use the energy stored in these features. The UK has a limited number of mechanisms for storing energy on a large scale, and this is a real potential for doing that. We have quite a lot of work on electric vehicles. This is a project funded by EPSRC. It's about £3 or £4 million, and it's for looking at how you integrate the electrical systems together efficiently in an electric vehicle. There's about 10 universities involved with that one, and we're leading that here at Warwick. This project, again, it's called Top and Tail, is about electrical grids. The electrical grid infrastructure has a couple of weak points. The very high power transmission level, where you're transmitting gigawatts of power across the continent from, say, North Africa all the way up to UK, you need to transmit that at very high voltages. And the technology that's used to do that is called high voltage DC, HVDC. And that technology is something that UK has a great strength in. And it's one of the areas where we're trying to develop that for this in the case of Europe, a European supergrid. The other part of the grid where there's tremendous weakness is at the distribution network, the bit between the transformer and you, the consumers, the last mile. There's no intelligence in that. Nobody really knows where the electricity goes once it's been pumped into that network. And the flow of energy is one goes in one way, from the grid to the supplier. That is going to change dramatically. Over the course of the last year, we've had a number of meetings. And one of the things that we've got involved with is the Industry Parliamentary Trust. We've had a number of meetings with parliamentarians down in the House of Commons. We've applied for quite a few bids as a result of putting together this GRP. There's a couple listed there. The energy storage one is one that's been successful and recently funded. One of the other areas that is being quite successful is in power electronics, where the UK government have just put in £18 million of funding into power electronics, and Warwick is receiving quite a bit of that. They've also put quite a bit of money into equipment in that area. We, as a university as well, have got something called the Wolfson Special Interest Group. This is run by students. Students with new members of staff have got their own organisation looking at issues associated with energy. If you are a student and you'd like to be involved, then the guy to get in touch with is Rohat Bhagat in WMG. One of the things that we've also set up, which is for the wider community, is the energy trail on the campus. There are a lot of features, a lot of buildings, a lot of installations. We generate our own power on the campus, for example. We've set up a trail, which you can get a leaflet for. It'll be launched in the next few weeks, that you can walk around the campus and see all these energy features as well.